This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens. It's just after 5 o'clock on a Monday. That means during the Celtics postseason run, it is time for Mego. Our friend Megan Ottolini joins us now talking Celtics basketball. She is, I believe, Mego, boots on the ground at the Garden, getting ready for game one.
I am. So I apologize for any background noise that's happening. I'm literally just off the side to the of the court in a little back hallway. So
Brag.
If anybody comes by and shouts, not my fault. Not my fault. I can't control it.
No, that's what we want. We want a taste and a feel and the ambiance and what's going on down there. My question is going to be this, though, because I am overly optimistic. And I think there's this weird thing where everybody thinks the Celtics are going to sweep, but people are afraid to be overconfident and disrespectful. So a lot of people say, well, Celtics in 5-4-1. But I really think there are a lot of people going into this expecting, even if they don't voice it, the Celtics to sweep this series. Is that overly optimistic or is that a realistic approach?
I don't think it's overly optimistic because obviously you saw them do that in the regular season and by an average about 16 or 17 points differential. So to say it's overly optimistic, I think, is kind of discrediting what the team was able to show you during the regular season. I went into the last round saying that I thought that they would sweep the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic put up quite a physical fight against them. So this round, I would guess 5, just because I do think that there's an opportunity for this Knicks team with their offensive firepower to come in and steal one.
So, Mega, what how much of a difference, rather, should we say having Drew Holiday back at full strength or at least not being listed on the injury report? How much of a difference does that make just going forward in the postseason, but especially against the Knicks, who it seemed like he played some of his best basketball against this season?
It's going to make a tremendous difference, and it's going to make a tremendous difference, especially with the case of Jalen Brunson, because if you've watched much Jalen Brunson, especially in the playoffs, he's an extremely talented offensive player. We all know that he's the NBA Clutch Player of the Year. He also got to the line against the Celtics about 4.5 times during the regular season, which is under the 7-time average that he had against teams in the NBA overall. So this is a guy who some people, you know, take issue with the way that he is able to get calls and able to get to the line as a frequent shooter. But at the same time, you need somebody who's a really smart defender who can really control their body. And that's what Drew Holiday is at an elite level compared to anybody else in the NBA. So I think overall, it's going to be a struggle. The biggest challenge perhaps for the Celtics to keep Jalen Brunson off the free throw line, but having Drew Holiday out there and hopefully feeling much healthier than he was last round is going to be a major point in their favor.
Mego, even though the Celtics win 4-1 against the Magic, it wasn't easy. There were struggles throughout at various points, and including for individual players. I thought in particular that Kristaps Porzingis didn't play very well, especially defensively, got into some foul trouble at times. I thought your guy Peyton Pritchard struggled at times. Luke Kornet looked like he had never touched a basketball at times in that series.
That's so true.
Which one of those players or anyone else you might want to bring up do you think has maybe the best opportunity to bounce back and be a positive force in this Knicks series?
It's a great question, Andy. I would say Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
You know, because he's somebody who has his own personal history with New York, where he started out his NBA career and where the expectations were so high for him as an individual player, as an all-star at that point before sustaining some of the injuries that we're all well-versed in. But with Porzingis, even if you look at the most competitive game in the regular series between the Celtics and the Knicks, which was that final game that actually went to overtime, and it was just a Celtics two-point win a couple of months ago at this point, Kristaps Porzingis had 8 3-pointers, which tied his career high. I think this is just going to be, compared to Orlando, a matchup that makes the Celtics look much more like the team that we saw them as in the regular season, a team where they're able to get up a ton of three-point shots, and that includes Kristaps Porzingis. And I think the floor is just going to look so much more opened up compared to round one.
The legend of Mego, Megan Onalini, joining us here live from the TD Garden in advance of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals, Knickerbockers versus Celtics here on WEEI Afternoons. Okay, Mego, so let's say the Knicks prove that they're built for this. Side note, real quick, have you seen the T-shirts? Terp put up a photo of them. We got to stay in the fight. Where's that from? What is that all
what
about?
Does it mean?
So that's been kind of a refrain that the team has had since the Orlando round, talking about that being a fight. And, you know, if Jalen said if they want to fight to see who goes to the second round, we can do that. So I think it's kind of asserting themselves as this physically tough team, staying in the fight, not backing down. I'm sure
gotcha.
It has something to do with Mazzulla, too. Like, that guy loves all the MMA and jiu-jitsu stuff and everything.
Okay, so they want to stay in the fight. But let's say the Knicks take the fight to the Celtics. What is aside from the Celtics just going ice cold, shooting the three, and just not being able to bury buckets, what is the Knicks' blueprint for applying pressure to the Celtics, or at least, you know, extending this five? You know, what makes this the series that renews the New York versus Boston rivalry, if you will?
Well, you said it. I think a lot of it comes down to the three-pointer. Unfortunately for New York, I just don't think that they really have the defensive wherewithal to move the Celtics off the three-point line the way that we saw the Orlando Magic do last round. I think if you keep it a very close game beyond the last 5 minutes of those fourth quarters and put Jalen Brunson in a position that we've seen Donovan Mitchell in, against the Celtics, quite frankly, speaking of somebody else in the Eastern Conference, where he's able to really carry that momentum into the final moments and be the superhero clutch player that we've seen him be. I'm also interested to see how OG Anunoby matches up against Jason Tatum, because that's who they're going to want on him. He was able to hold Cade Cunningham to 25 points per game in the last series against Detroit. He's going to be their number one defensive weapon against Tatum. If Tatum gets that switch onto Mikal Bridges, I think it's going to be night-night, to quote Steph Curry, who just moved on in the NBA playoffs last night.
Mego, in the first series, I thought there was like this perfect order of operations or hierarchy. Jason Tatum was the superstar doing the Larry Bird things, three-point games, 35 points. And then Jaylen Brown, his willing sidekick, was doing all the dirty work and at times in third quarters was hitting his elbow jumpers. And it was like, it was just all working perfectly. Do you see that continuing? Like, or do you think Tatum is ready to be start to finish, series to series, game one to game five, six, seven, the force that he's always been projected and expected to be, but hasn't always played out on the court in past postseasons?
If it's going to happen this postseason, I think it happens now, Andy, because again, this matchup between the Knicks and the Celtics is just kind of like a perfect continuation of what you saw the last three games from Jason Tatum, where he averaged 36 points per game in the last three games of that series against Orlando. And keep in mind how low scoring those games were. So we're going to be moving into a series, hopefully against the Knicks, where you see games where it's like 125 to 120. It's going to be much higher scoring games. And so for Jason Tatum to continue posting the kind of stats that we saw towards the end, I think of that last series would really move him into the postseason playoff run that we've all kind of been lusting after for a couple of years now. We all know he's the best player on the team. We all know he's the most important player on the team. But he hasn't put together, as you said there, Andy, like series after series after series, threading together kind of this complete work of art. And I think going from the Orlando series to this series to whatever happens if they move forward, like this is perfectly poised for him.
So Tatum had a phenomenal playoff series, and we're hoping that, I don't know, maybe you call it aggressive, maybe angry Tatum continues his run and dominates the Knicks. So obviously he'd probably be the most logical choice for most valuable player in the series coming up. Porzingis averaged 25 points a game against the Knicks a couple times this year as well. Jrue Holiday, we talked about his elite defense and setting up the court for the Celtics. But let's say it was not one of those three. Mego, who would you pick as maybe the Celtic to rise to the occasion or to surprise people and be more pivotal than expected, or a player they can't win this series without?
A player they can't win this series without. I think that's
last series it was you know what I mean? Like last series, like they got off to such a slow start against the Magic, and then out of nowhere, like it was Derek White time, and then you know what I mean? Then Tatum woke up and took over.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't ever wish one of them to go down. I just think that their depth it goes so much further than what the Knicks have. But if you're asking who I think would be like have an unexpected moment in this series, I mean, I still go back to Kristaps because, as I said before, he has so much personal history with New York.
Yeah.
I guess my expectation for the series is just that we're going to see a lot of offensive explosion. So if we saw, in addition to Jrue Holiday's assignment where he's guarding Jalen Brunson, and he's also able to hit a couple of these extremely well-timed three-pointers, then I think that is just, you know, a special moment for him as a 34-year-old guy who sacrificed so much for this team. But I think at this point, it's just kind of like hard for these guys to surprise us when they're so well-matched, you know?
Absolutely. And you touched on Jrue Holiday earlier, but have we put to bed every health concern? I know the injury report's clean, but, you know, it wasn't that long ago that Tatum was missing a game to the wrist. It wasn't that long ago we were getting pain management with Jaylen Brown. Are those all just things of the past?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all, Andy. I think that's going to be the biggest question facing this team going forward, is that how, as they grind it out for the second year going as deep as you can go in the playoffs, plus the Olympic Games last summer, how physically, you know, well is this team going to stay? And I hate to like go there because I feel like sometimes it's kind of like Fitzy, for example, like talking about preseason football where you're like, I'm just rooting for everyone to stay healthy. But there is a real component of that with the Celtics where because they've been through so much wear and tear, and it can just take one awful moment, as we all held our breath last series with Jason Tatum, for the postseason to completely change. I think all of those, anybody who pops up on the injury report at this point, you got to keep an eye on and see how they're feeling game to game and series to series.
Overall, though, I feel like if hypothetically a radio host put some coin down on the over, the Celtics to cover, and Jason Tatum to have 25 points in a little parlay, you'd feel confident about that, right?
I don't know. I don't delve in those waters, Andy.
What?
I'm a little worried about your account. I think Tatum is, as I said at the very beginning of the conversation, I think this is going to be a really good matchup for him. I think that he's going to be able to, the control that he exhibited in the last couple of games that we saw against Orlando, where he did look like he was had an edge to him. He did look like at times he was very frustrated with even some of the calls, but able to channel that into these ways that he was creating space against his defenders, popping off with those little fadeaway jumpers and picking his spots. Like, I just anticipate him being totally in the driver's seat. So I'm excited to see that.
All right, Mego, enjoy game one. try to snag one of those T-shirts for yourself so you can stay in the fight with the Celtics. And make sure everybody reads you tomorrow morning, watches you on WEEI.com, and obviously tunes in again next Monday at 5 o'clock as we work our way through the postseason here. Thanks for joining us.
Love it. Happy Cinco de Mayo, guys.
Oh, that's right. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Margaritas for Mego.
We got churros here at TD Garden.
Churros?
I like
Yes, one of the most underrated desserts in the world.
Oh, enjoy. You're lucky.
That dipping sauce, though.
Oh, you're lucky. All right, Mego, have fun.
Okay, bye. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Mego. Thank you so much. See, Andy, you know what I was thinking?
I like churros.
Churros are amazing. Sneaky awesome snack.
You really are perfect for Awaken 180.
Well, they do a great job. I'm the perfect marketing ploy for them. I love eating food. I still eat food, and yet I look pretty good. I'm not going to say great.
That is almost
good.
Exactly what I just said to you. Yeah.
No,
well
I know.
Well put.
Actually, my son's daughter last night was like, "How do you not get fat?"
Your and son's like, daughter? Your I son mean, my, has a daughter?
My son's girlfriend was like, "How do you not get fat?" I was like, "The beauty of Awaken 180. Few little changes, you could make it to."
Oh my god! Awaken 180weightloss.com. This is a freaking infomercial. I was ready to talk about Peyton Pritchard, and you're touting your sponsor's benefits.
I actually think Peyton Pritchard is going to have a big series. I think
that's what I was
back.
Sort of getting at with Mego. Like, okay, so we're all in on Porzingis, and Tatum is playing his best postseason basketball, and hooray, Drew Holiday's back. But I think because he's not going to be matched up against that gritty prison yard physicality that the Orlando Magic brought, like if he's free to release and just kind of do the Peyton Pritchard thing, I think he may have one or two games where he absolutely breaks the Knicks' backs in the series.
And that's the Celtics' way now, especially if they get the Tatum is the star, Jaylen is the Robin, and then, well, you'll have Porzingis will get his. Maybe tonight's Porzingis' night. Maybe he comes out, hits a couple early threes. He gets his 26 points in game one. Then maybe it's Derek White in game two. Then it's Pritchard. I just, you know, they're so deep, as Mego said, and this matchup, I just feel like, remember going into the Magic series, we said, oh, yeah, the Magic keep it below 100 points. But, of course, they also score below 100 points. And you see games that, not surprisingly, are like, well, it's 98-90 or in that range. I think
Rhymes,
the Knicks don't, I mean, the Knicks score and they give up points. So it's going to be this similar series to me, just with like plus 30. Add like 20 to 30 points to each team's score, where the Celtics can control the game, play their style, shoot more threes, make more threes, score 130 points, and win by 15. You know, oh, we gave up 115. Luckily, we scored 130, so we feel okay about it kind of deal. I don't know. It just seems too simple. Mego is with the rest of the world. It's going to be in five games, although I'll put her in the same category. I think if she was really being honest, she'd say, yeah, a sweep is very much a possibility. A sweep is very realistic to think about.
Agreed. Man, Jalen Brunson is wildly underpaid. Only makes by NBA standards. Granted, I'd figure out what to do with $25 million a year and probably never.
Oh, just $25 million?
But Kat's making 50.
Yeah, well, he's been around a little longer. I'm sure Jalen Brunson will be making 50 soon.
The hell is Ananobi doing making $37 million a year?
Well, that's the problem. When you go down the rabbit hole of NBA contracts, you're like, this guy makes this much? How does he make that much? And then you find another guy, you're like, how does that guy only make this much? It's because basically it's when you get paid, right? Like there'll be another one for Brunson coming that will be stupid money and it'll just continue to evolve. 617-779-7937, WEEI Afternoons. Up next, I finally get to unveil my plan for the first base and the Boston Red Sox. The best plan.
The correct plan.
The correct plan.
The proper
winning plan. Stick
Hooray.
With heart in 2025 and you'll be okay, Alex Cora. And then at 5:30, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope it goes great. I'm not sure it will. You never really know when we unveil a new segment here on WEEI Afternoons. It's Fitzy's 5 in honor of Cinco de Mayo. So Fitzy's 5 up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, quick Trending Now by Dan Ball. I'm in control.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Control.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Everybody else in the world has given their opinion. Dan Ball, Fitzy, Coach, all the callers. What the Boston Red Sox should do at first base after Tristan Casas tore his patella tendon. He is done for the year. And they don't have a lot of great options. They don't really have a plan B. They weren't even going to have a plan B if he continued to struggle. Romy Gonzalez, Ref Snyder, Vaughn Grissom. We've heard a lot of votes for Christian Campbell, Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony. Go outside the organization, need to do a trade, which I could be open to depending on who the target would be. I could be talked into that. But I believe it was the great Joe Mazzulla, Fitzy, who came up with the answer for what the Red Sox should do at first base.
Get up.
Tim Allen said on Home Improvement decades ago. The answer is Occam's razor. And what does that mean? That means...
Simplest answer is the most obvious answer?
Yes, it's Raffy Devers. I don't know why everybody is overthinking it. The third baseman goes to first base. It happens all the time. Vlad did it with the Blue Jays. Will Middlebrooks talked about doing it out of need for the Red Sox. It happens literally all the time. It was literally a discussion point like 5 years ago. Oh, and Raffy this, Raffy that. You're going to move him to first. You're going to move him to DH. Now the time has come. And it seems like just because he didn't want to go to DH, everybody's like afraid to tell him or ask him to go to first base. You work for the Boston Red Sox. You work for Alex Cora. He is the manager. He tells you to go to first base. You grab a glove, you take some ground balls, and you go to first base. And I don't want to hear, oh, his hands aren't that good. His feet aren't that good. Have you watched Tristan Casas play first base? His hands aren't that good. His feet aren't that good. Raffy Devers can do the job. He's a better fielder and better athlete than Tristan Casas. And I've been told by multiple former big leaguers who played first base, it's easy. It's a night off. If you played another position and then go play first base, there's nothing to it. You knock the ball down with your chest and then you lob it up to the pitcher. Or you catch it and what? Run over there. It's really not that hard. Couple cutoffs. You mix it in. So Raffy Devers, we're overthinking this whole thing. This solves all your problems. And all these other plans, Fitzy, that you have and everybody else has, I may be beaten down over the years, but Bill Belichick taught me this. He didn't like to change multiple things to replace an injury, to replace a player, to fill a void. So, for example, like, you know, move the guard to right. The right tackle gets hurt. You move the right guard to right tackle. Now you got to fill somebody in at right guard. Oh, the left guard can play right guard. Now you got to put, you move like six guys. No. Move one guy. Fix one thing. So all these ideas of like forcing, and I think a little bit of is all you people. You, Fitzy, leading the charge, and I give you credit for this. No. You want credit for this. You people all are basing your plans in some way around getting
Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony to the big leagues. It's not like
these are good wishes. These are right. This is the way. Yes.
But you're not really looking for the simplest way to fill first base for the Red Sox. You're looking at it as an opportunity to do these other things and get other players up and inject life into the lineup and exciting young players and all that.
The way to create the best team.
No, not necessarily, because they've chosen not to do that. They told me, the manager has told me many times, he thinks this team is really good offensively.
Well, they're 18-18, so I don't know what season he's watching.
Well, they're getting rid of, unfortunately, not by choice, but by injury, they're getting rid of one of the worst hitters on the team through the first 36 games of the season.
You could just say thus far this season. Yeah.
Replacing him with Rafi Devers in that position, and then whatever you do with the other spot could be an upgrade. I mean, the simple one is, okay, you don't want Yoshida to throw. You don't want him to play in the field. He becomes your DH, as Lou Maloney says. He's a good DH.
Did you see that video from over the weekend, him trying to throw a baseball? Rough.
That's why I don't want him to throw.
He can't throw. My God, it's unbelievable how awkward that looks.
That's the beauty of DH. It's just hitting. So the answer is very simple. Just put Devers at first. He might be happy, too, because, A, remember he cried and sulked and moped and did all these things when he was going to not play in the field? He gets to go back into playing in the field, and I bet you this would be a good selling point for him. Not for a lot of people, but at Fenway Park, the run to first base, much shorter than the run to third base, so he doesn't have to exert himself when he goes out in the field. He can just kind of amble
that
out there to first base.
So unbelievably insane.
No, it isn't. Did you hear Jose Altuve? He's playing left field now. He asked to be dropped in the order from first to second because it was too quick getting from left field back into the dugout to get his batting gloves on and his bat and everything. He didn't want to lead off anymore. So sometimes the run into the field matters more than you think. And Rafi Devers, we know he doesn't look like he really enjoys cardio or physical activity. So you just tell him, just go play first base, Rafi. What is wrong with that solution? Why is that not the right answer?
Can I tell you, here's exactly why. To me, it's not that I want to like stand on this hill, die on it, and prove a point. But if Rafael Devers is a really good teammate, if Rafael Devers is a team first guy, if Rafael Devers is all about doing whatever he can do to help the team that is paying him a ton of money to play baseball, if that really was what he was all about, wouldn't he have already gone, as opposed to sulking or crying about being moved off third, or, you know, having his $30 million a year feelings hurt, wouldn't he have already gone to Alex Cora or Craig Breslow or someone and said, hey, I want to help this team win. We don't have a first baseman now. I want to play first. I'll practice. I'll learn it. I'll get better, get in shape, and I'll be ready to help the team, as opposed to having to be asked, wondered about, or dragged into it.
Maybe he has. How do we know? I mean, this has happened relatively
quickly. We don't.
Quickly.
I think that report would have probably leaked out by now. Just saying.
Keep an eye on Bradfo's Twitter feed. Baseball isn't boring. Listen to that. You never know. Could be coming. Let's wait before we accuse maybe Rafi Devers of not being willing to play first base. He didn't want to not DH. I mean, he didn't want to move on from third, and he didn't want to DH. Maybe he is very open. And maybe this is a good way for him to repair his image and his team first.
Yeah,
attitude, right?
A little redemption. Everyone has a little redemption story, Andy.
All of a sudden, he's out there. He's turning two. He's throwing guys out at the plate. He's diving, making plays. People will love Rafi.
You remember the old Bronx cheers that Kyle from Waltham used to get whenever he would actually catch a ball cleanly at first base when he was asked to play?
Yeah.
It was outstanding.
So that's the perfect solution. Rafi Devers goes to first base. No more overthinking. You don't need to move around six different pieces, bring up five guys from the minor leagues. He's already in your clubhouse. He's on your roster. Hand him a glove. Hit him some ground balls. Tell him to play first and then go, we're done here. Our work is done. Fitzy's work is just beginning, though, because Fitzy,
right.
I hope you're ready. I hope you prepped. I hope you've workshopped this like a good comedian, went to some small clubs. We have in honor.
That's what you're supposed to do, Andy. When you go to a comedy club or any sort of venue like that, they always say, you got your five ready? Did you workshop your five? You got your tight five?
Exactly. You got your tight five ready? Because it's Cinco de Mayo. It's time for Fitzy's five.
All right, Andy. You know, I
got
to be honest.
Mike Giardi gets an open for a phone hit. You don't get an open for the Fitzy Five.
Well,
you just did it.
Oh.
We're also workshopping our tight five.
Yeah.
I get your tight five right there.
They're working in the clubs back there. You know, funny thing is, Andy, you suggested this in our email chain this morning. Like, you know, maybe some sort of like Cinco de Mayo list. And then Dan Ball seconded it and said, let's try to make a weekly feature. Maybe Fitzy's five, a list of five things he's furious on, working on, obsessed with, etc. So it's Cinco de Mayo. And I thought, well, maybe I should do the top five Mexican dishes, top five favorite Mexican foods.
Ooh,
and then I looked at the list.
Taco, burrito.
Tortas, chimichanga, nachos, quesadillas, churros, tostadas, gorditas, enchiladas. And I couldn't. It was just damn near impossible. Then I thought, you know what? Andy suggested this bit. Maybe the five that I should do should be like very something Boston sports-centric, something easy, digestible, the masses would love. So I started looking into the five best athletes to wear number five in the history of Boston sports. But there's really only five great athletes that have worn number five in the history of Boston sports. And that was easy, so I did it for you anyways, just as a little warm-up to my list of five. Now, when you look at fives in athletics, Andy, who are the great fives of all time?
No,
DiMaggio,
Ma!
DiMaggio, Hank Greenberg, George Brett, etc. But in town,
yeah,
the five best athletes to ever wear the number five are
KG.
Number five.
It's Fitzy's
list.
It
is this,
his list.
For Christ's
sake. His name is on the list, Andy.
I didn't know if we started yet.
Number five, Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer.
He did wear five at one point during his tenure. Don't worry, the athletic achievement gets greater.
Brian Hoyer made the list.
Brian Hoyer made the list. Actually, it was really four, and I needed one more. So Brian Hoyer makes the list at number five. Who's the best Boston Bruin to ever wear it? That's right, Andy. It would be none other than NHL Hall of Famer Dit Clapper.
Oh, the old Clapper.
The old Clapper. Actually, yeah, played 19 years, over 200 goals scored, 248 assists, 477 points overall, 19 years in the NHL. NHL Hall of Famer, Dit Clapper. Number three, Bill Walton. Easy, no-brainer. You know, obviously a legend, a champion in of his own right. Number two, Nomar. And number one, KG. I went KG over Nomar that's tough because there's such a romantic attachment that people have to Nomar because the man was such an icon and a legend for almost a decade. But he got traded away and the championship came, whereas KG was traded into town and then the championship came. So there's my five for you. That's my little offering as we get this weekly segment, Fitzy's Five, started. The top five Boston athletes to ever wear number five: Hoyer, Dit Clapper, Bill Walton, Nomar, and KG. Now for my self-satisfying, absurdist, fast Fitzy Five. This is what I'm obsessing over right now, Andy. I decided on Cinco de Mayo to make it about fives again. So these are Fitzy's favorite fifths. Can you guess what that's all about?
Isn't a fifth a measure of liquor?
Yes, I knew you were going to say that. Like, oh, that's an easy one, Fitzy. Wild turkey, Jim Beam.
Yeah.
It's also a very important legal term. You could take the fifth.
Oh, I plead the
fifth. You can plead the fifth.
Yes.
Fitzy has done that. If Fitzy had done that, the segment be over already.
That would be number six. Okay. So coming in at number five, Stanley, the music, please.
Music, please.
That would be Beethoven's fifth, Andy.
Well, I know this. I didn't know it was Beethoven's fifth, but.
That's right.
I know this.
By the great Ludwig von Beethoven. Beethoven's fifth, one of the most iconic pieces of classical music of all time. You hear this, all of a sudden you're in the concert hall, dressed to the nines. Beethoven's fifth. Number four. Fresh off of last night where they rocked everyone's face off in the lousy weather at Gillette Stadium, the Razor was rocked by the legends of AC/DC. The fifth album by AC/DC, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Dirty Deeds Done
Perhaps
Dirt
Perhaps their finest album to date with such iconic songs as Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, and of course Andy's favorite, which he brings to the studio every day, Big Balls. Coming in at number three in Fitzy's favorite fifths. The fifth entry in the James Bond film franchise, You Only Live Twice. Perhaps my favorite of all the James Bond films. An iconic film that involves villains and ninjas in a volcano that James Bond flies a miniature airplane into to destroy. It is the height of absurdity, intrigue, and entertainment. You Only Live Twice. Coming in at number two in Fitzy's favorite fifth. The fifth and final season of the greatest television show of all time.
Shield?
Breaking Bad. Did you ever see Breaking Bad, Andy?
I have not.
You have not?
I probably should, right?
You definitely should.
Okay, I will. Feels like a big investment.
which features what some consider the greatest episode of television of all time, the penultimate episode, Ozymandias, directed by Rian Johnson, who gave us the Knives Out series, The Last Jedi, Looper, and other great films. An unbelievable episode of television, capping off maybe the most unbelievable show ever. And Andy, tying it all back to sports, on the inaugural episode of Fitzy's Five, easily the greatest fifth of all time, inarguable from a Boston sports perspective and more. Stanley, the audio, please.
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth!
The greatest fifth of all time and the greatest fifth in all of Boston sports. Tom Brady, quarterbacking the New England Patriots, down 28-3 with just over 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Super Bowl 51, easily the greatest fifth in Boston sports, WEEI, Patriots, NFL, all history. Tom Brady's fifth Super Bowl win. My favorite fifth, capping off Fitzy's first Fast Five, Beethoven's fifth, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, You Only Live Twice, Breaking Bad Season 5, and of course, Super Bowl 51, Tom Brady's fifth.
Also was in overtime, correct? So therefore it was the fifth quarter. Took
Look at you.
Tied it all together nicely. Fifth Super Bowl win in the fifth quarter. Fitzy, nice job. Haven't seen all of it. Beethoven's fourth and his sixth. How do they compare to the fifth?
Nothing. You add them together, divide it by two, you still get five.
Yeah.
Beethoven's fifth. Some like the Ode to Joy more, Beethoven's ninth as well, perhaps Moonlight Sonata. But I think you hear that, that's just like as classical music gets. And listen, for those of you out there that love sitting down to watch a good old-fashioned dad film, I used to watch all the Bonds with my dad. You Only Live Twice absolutely deserves a rewatch next time you get a chance to sit around for a little lazy rainy day dad cinema.
That was Fitzy's Fast Five, and you, the listener, can help us by responding on Twitter or on the text line. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Should it be a league leader, or should it be circling the drains among radio segments here on WEEI Afternoons? League leader circling the drains, presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. We'll get some interesting audio from a lacrosse field where one member of the show will be doing some lacrosse audio on Wednesday. That's up next here on WEEI.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
WEEI Afternoons. WEEI. No, Fitzy's five, Fast Five's over. Now I got to start the segment again. Time now for Odds and Ends, Fitzy. You know what odds and ends.
I'm just singing along to Busta Rhymes while you're getting your read ready.
Who does who sponsors Odds and Ends? Can you say off the top of your head?
If you really want to donate it to me, you can call Cars for Kids. They'll pick it up free.
Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations, also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. So rich guy like you, Fitzy's got all those things he's looking to unload. Call today.
See my diamond-laden palatial estate.
877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So, Fitzy, I don't know if you knew this, but our buddy Dan Ball is actually going to need to take a day off this week because he's got a little side gig. He's an aspiring play-by-play guy in the world of lacrosse. And
wait a second. How many weeks in a row is somebody from our show gonna need a PD for lacrosse?
Well, lacrosse is a fastest-growing sport in America, some people
It's the new kickboxing?
Tell you. Yeah. It's, don't check sport it.
The
just
future?
Run with it.
And
it's the new pickleball.
It is the new pickleball.
Though it's older than pickleball.
But
our
guy Dan Ball will be broadcasting a NCAA tournament game. Dan Ball, who are the participants in said game?
It's two teams from your favorite, Andy, the Capital Region. It's UAlbany against Siena in the opening round of the tournament.
Okay, and
I don't know who to pick in that one.
No one knows what he's going to sound like in that one, but we did get a little clip from one of his past lacrosse games where he gave some really interesting color commentary, and Stiz has that audio for us.
For the viewers back home, a lot of people saying this isn't going anywhere. For those lucky enough to listen.
Let's go, Saints.
Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
And now we'll get our penalty.
Sacred Heart has what?
Did I just hear Sacred Heart has diarrhea?
Just Sacred wait, Heart more. To the man up, trailing by two at the beginning of this fourth quarter.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize for our crowd mic.
Dan Ball, I don't think you're supposed to say that on...
No, I, yeah.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Yeah, okay, bosses weren't too happy about that.
I actually like the delivery of the kid. So how exactly did this happen, Dan Ball? How did a kid say Sacred Heart has diarrhea?
People saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
So this is, I can't see the screen, or it's Sacred Heart at Sacred Heart in Siena, funny enough, from the MAC championship or earlier. I think it was over the weekend.
A little MAC-tion.
That's right.
And, Moses, that's funny.
They referenced it at the end of the clip, but it was a crowd microphone that they probably either had remotely somewhere on the field or they hung outside the broadcast
booth. Hot mic.
So my guess is a fan grabbed a hold of it and was just was doing a little riffing, was doing their own tight five into the microphone.
I actually like the delivery, though. A lot of people are saying.
The delivery was outstanding.
It kind of sounded like a little old Mike and the Mad Dog. A lot of people are saying.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Oh, boy. And it must have been true because Siena advanced.
That's right. So, yeah, Sacred Heart, at least from a gameplay perspective, diarrhea.
Couldn't hold.
So we haven't figured out if Sacred Heart did need have diarrhea. I mean, these things go around, obviously, you know.
No,
yeah.
It's just reports. Bugs. Rumblings right now. Whispers.
Oh, it was rumblings. It was rumblings, all right. Having IBS, I know. The rumblings are a precursor to problematic issues.
If I could go a week without hearing about your IBS, that would be 7 days well spent.
I am doing a service. I share my issues so that others are comfortable with their own. Because you shouldn't have have to hide it, Fitzy. If you're uncomfortable digestive-wise, well, the world should know. We all deal with this on a daily basis. I'm just trying to do my part to help other people out. Should we squeeze in a quick phone call? Because there was Tom in Hull. I'm going to Tom in Hull. Does he say we're too cranky about the series? What's up, Tom?
Hey, no. You kidding me, Fitzy? I love Fitzy. You kidding me? Fitzy's the best. Fitzy, let me tell you, for number five, I didn't realize you were doing that, but let's not forget George Scott, the Boomer, number five. But what I really want to call you guys about is the Celtics, okay? You're going to be picking them four, picking them five. Come on, Fitzy. All we want to do is win the series. This is New York versus Boston. It's going to be a friggin' war, all right? We got to play defense, all about playing defense. You know, we're going to sweep. We're going to win in five. It doesn't. What happened in the regular season, Fitzy, you know, means nothing.
All right, Tom, since you didn't address me once, you're out of here. Tom.
Hold on a second. The man was making some relevant points. He obviously enjoys my commentary, and I thought I appreciated the fact that he, unlike so many around our particular place of employment and or the Boston media scene at large, doesn't really give a flying fiddler's fun bag about whether the Celtics win in four or five or six. Just win, baby. That's all that matters.
Oh, so there'll be no criticism if it takes seven games to dispense the Knicks and move on to the next series?
You know what people want, Andy? The drama. They want the storyline. They want the narrative. They want the energy. They want some entertainment. That's what you... What is the number one principle of sports? What's the purpose?
Entertainment.
Yep. There you go. Would it not be entertaining if it was a great back and forth series that kind of like reignited the now long dormant New York versus Boston sports scene and rivalry?
I also might find it entertaining if they sweep them in four games, each game by 30 plus points. I think that would be entertaining in a certain way.
A lot of people saying the Knicks have diarrhea.
Christian Arkin, host of the Christian Arkin show.
A lot of people saying Christian Arkin.
You got full 4 hours tonight.
A lot of people would be right. Yes, I do. I have 4 hour show tonight.
You must be excited.
Very excited. Diarrhea. It's tough going up against Celtics and everything, but we have a lot of Red Sox to discuss. We have the draft lottery with the Bruins. And I just saw this Ravens statement about Judd. Did you see the statement that they put out?
It's just football. We're sticking to football here.
Oh, no. What did they say?
It's like they're talking about him like the reason his career is over is because he tore his ACL rescuing orphans from a burning orphanage. It's like there's so many great contributions while playing for the Ravens. So many difficult decisions that we have to make, and these are one of those decisions. This is an easy decision. He was cranking it at the masseuse. Like, come on. What are we talking about here?
No, alleged super creep. Yeah, that's not a difficult decision.
They're like, oh, it's so hard to do. What a terrible day. You should have done this a while ago. What is this? He assaulted multiple women. Like, what are we doing here?
Allegedly.
It's bizarre. Bad day for kickers. Bad day for Vinatieri getting muscled out. And, it was already bad for Justin Tucker, but this reaction to it is obscene, I think, by the Ravens here. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a joke.
You know, they're an easy organization to root against, guys.
They really are.
Oh, says the Patriots fans. Yeah, it's the Ravens. But did you see their rookie kicker, the guy they drafted, hit like a 75-yard field goal in practice this weekend? I think they had rookie minicamp. That might have been the final. Okay, we got a new kicker. We don't need Justin Tucker anymore. We made sure. We saw him in person. He got the job done. So you'll be ranting and raving about Justin Tucker.
Probably not. But we will be talking to Sean McAdam at 7:30. Oh. Looking forward to that. Bridget and Scott are both going to be over at Warrior Arena. They're going to talk to Sweeney, and we'll talk to them later on as well.
Nice.
And we'll have all the other normal fixings that we have. The latest on Bill and Jordan, Monty choking real hard, and some other Bruins thoughts. Edelman in the Hall of Fame, all that stuff.
And we'll have Dan Ball, who claims he has a feeling the Bruins are going to get the number one pick. Dan Ball has a feeling that it is rigged by the NHL. They want the Bruins to have the number one pick. We'll find out a little bit later. Stick around for the Christian Arkin Show, 6 to 10. All that passion about Justin Tucker, Devers and Casas and first base and the Bruins and everything that's going on in Boston sports. We'll be back tomorrow. Could be a little rain in the air again tomorrow, so the Red Sox game might be in jeopardy tomorrow night. But we'll talk about this situation at first base. Maybe something will happen with Jordan and Bill Belichick overnight. All that and more, 2 to 6 tomorrow. Ted Johnson joins us at 3. Good night, everyone.
We're not worried about this little Nick energy.
Rich we don't people. Like the sound of the pickle.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.